The DNR's regulation includes changes to the lead and copper rule issued by the Environmental Protection Agency last year. It lowers the level triggering action to address lead pipes, improves drinking water sampling, and requires replacement of lead lines by 2037. Joe Fitzgerald with Milwaukee Water Commons backed the state's rule.
We believe that this is a critical opportunity for Wisconsin to strengthen its protection of families around the state from lead in water.
Industry and water groups say water systems are estimated to face tens of millions of dollars in costs each year to replace lead pipes, saying that should trigger legislative approval. But the DNR says it must adopt the federal requirements. Lead poisoning is particularly harmful in children and can lead to developmental delays. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.